Mishnah Zayin, regarding these unique clothes which the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur, the white clothes made out of linen. So the Mishnah tells us that by Shachar in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, her lovish plusin shel shneimasar mone, he would wear clothes, linen clothes, from the place called Plusin in Egypt, worth 12 mone. So these clothes were very valuable, Ven Harbayim. And in the afternoon, for the rest of the services done on that day, Hindavin, he would wear clothes from India, white linen clothes, shel shemona mezuz, worth 800 zuz, which is equivalent to 8 mone. So it was also very valuable, but less valuable than the clothes worn in the morning. The Rebbe Meir, that is the opinion of Rebbe Meir, the Chachom say, Bashachai in the morning, he would wear linen clothes which are worth 18 mone, or 1800 zuz. When Harbayim in the afternoon, shall shneimasar mone, that's when he would wear clothes worth 12 mone, or 1200 zuz. And the Mishnah adds it all together, hakol shloshim mone, altogether it was worth 30 mone, or 3000 zuz. And the reason why the Mishnah repeats this, or sort of calculates it, even though it's obvious, 12 plus 18 is clearly 30 mone, but the Mishnah calculates it in order to tell you that really these specific amounts don't actually matter. As long as altogether the total value of the clothes worn both in the morning and the evening, the afternoon, is 30 mone, even if it is split differently, it's not necessarily 18 and then 12, it could be 16 and 14, as long as the total is 30 mone, that's okay. However, the morning clothes do need to be worth more than the afternoon clothes. That you see according to both opinions of the Mishnah. This again is learned out of Psukim, that the clothes of the morning service do take precedence and should be worth more than the clothes worn in the afternoon. Says the Mishnah, where would the money for these clothes come from? El Mishal Tzibur, it came from the community, the public's money, meaning the shkolim, the coins which the entire Jewish people had to donate every year. And this money would be used for karbonos and many other needs for the Beis HaMikdash. So one of those needs was the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. So 30 mone out of the shkolim which were given each year would go towards this. And if that particular Kohen Gadol wanted to add on money, he wanted to wear even more valuable clothes, then Moisef Mishaloi, he should add on from his own money, meaning he should designate that money to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there would be more money to be spent on these clothes, but he cannot take any more than 30 mone from the public money for these white linen clothes worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.